Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Listening and tuning in to hour number 37 of Free Talk Live. Just kidding. It's only hour number 3.
Of the marathon.
So there's 4 more to go?
The 37th hour of the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live.
It's like we're doing a telethon. Like,
Captain said there would be no math, and so we're just screwing it all up.
I did say it. I really did.
This is what happens when you promise there will be no math.
Hour number 3 is underway here at Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin is backed by 37 hours in a 24-day period.
I've read a meme that's popped up recently on the social media. It's something like a year should be 13 months. And if it were, then every month would have 28 days, and the first of the month would always be this,
I'm
or the last
that.
Of the month would always be that.
I've been pitching that
there'd
for
be
like
no
years.
Leap year. And I mean, is that true? Like, I just read the meme, and I laughed at it, but I don't even know if, like,
no,
does the math add up?
It's a lunar calendar.
It's literally why we have the word month. Moon. Moon. Month. Yes. It's
like
a moon.
Crème de month.
Yeah, the first moon of the year. Yeah, that's where we get the word month is moon, and that's why they're how many they're supposed to be.
So,
and September is like means 7, and yet it's the ninth
month.
And octo is the prefix for 8, and it's the 10th month.
Yeah,
you guys remember?
And November
and December,
which of course means the 11th month.
Right. Same with December. They screwed it up at the end there.
Deca. Yeah. By deca, I mean 12.
You guys remember the movie The Purge?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're like, oh, it's legal to, like, kill, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then there's all these, like, different, like, things that months champion for, right? Oh, it's Breast Awareness Month, or it's No Shave November, or whatever, right? That kind of thing.
No Shave November.
Yeah.
that's what they're calling it.
Well, that's one of them.
That's one of them.
It's one of the many names or things that are championed in certain months. I've always...
Maybe Non-Stop Shave November.
And like, yes, I realize that this violates the non-aggression principle, but I've always envisioned Slap-tember.
Okay.
Right? Slap-tember. So, like you just... If somebody... If you happen upon somebody, and you're like, that guy needs to be slapped, you just go ahead and do it without repercussion.
So it's like a micro-purge.
The Slug Bug World Championship.
It's something along those lines,
It's a purge planet, Morty.
Yes. Because sometimes... People put themselves in positions where you're like, man, that guy needs to be...
There was a dude with a really good subwoofer driving through the neighborhood playing the purge siren, and that's cool.
I hate to tell you how politically unviable your plan is.
Totally.
Because I would be traveling to Washington every single year, just hunting them down.
That one
needs a slap.
Getting ready for the big
September
trip.
They wrote themselves out of the law. They'll write themselves out of this one, too.
Yeah, that's true.
That was part of the original purge. Like, the government agents and politicians, not viable targets.
Well, they wrote themselves out of the masking mandates.
Yeah.
So we covered that.
Did they?
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like, this applies to everybody. Oh, except for us. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was all of government, but many states had put a clause in there that was like, except for us.
And then they sent out the warnings for Halloween not to send your children in masks because it disrupts the learning environment.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Unironically.
Government is dumb.
Yeah.
I got to make a shirt that says that government is dumb and just start churning those out. Selling those to whoever buy them.
So here's this disease that, fascinatingly enough, doesn't attack children, which is bizarre for a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And our response to that is to make sure the children don't have faces, because that's going to help them learn and adjust to human behavior.
Yeah. At any rate, we've been talking about this article from Bitcoin Magazine, where... The Federal Reserve has threatened to sue Bitcoin Magazine for alleging that apparel that parodies its FedNow system is not protected speech, but copyright infringement. And so, of course, they've made these allegations, and Bitcoin Magazine penned an open letter to the Federal Reserve Financial Services Deputy General Counsel, Thaddeus Murphy.
Dearest clowns.
If you will. Dear Thaddeus Murphy, on behalf of the entire team at Bitcoin Magazine, I wanted to take the time to thank you for your thoughtful inquiry after having browsed our online store. Doing your Christmas shopping early, you'll love to see it. Let us know if we can send a box of merchandise to any of the 12 Federal Reserve banks. You might enjoy our content from the latest print, Bitcoin Magazine, which discusses the damages your policies have done to our economy and our country. Please don't hesitate to reach out with a list of coveted items, and we will be sure to send them. We want to do our part to, quote, stimulate, unquote, the economy. On to business. We would like to inform you that while we received your cease and desist request, we refuse to comply. We will not be intimidated by your efforts to silence criticism. As you may know, our publication and readership are deeply troubled by the new FedNow interbanking communication system. We believe not only that it is possibly unconstitutional, but that it threatens the very freedoms that all liberty-loving American citizens should hold dear. With that in mind, we believe it is well within our First Amendment rights to exercise speech on the issue, and to that end, we will be defending our right to sell merchandise that makes buyers aware, through fair use imagery, our position that this system is a threat to civil liberties. I would like to make a few direct comments on quotes present in your letter in order to best articulate what I'm sure is to be considered a disappointing response.
Quote, you mean you can just not comply?
Go figure.
Whoa!
You've obviously listened to the end of one of my songs called It's Time. You can find it at CaptainKickass.com. So here is a quote, and then they will comment on it. The quote is, "The Federal Reserve has extensively used and promoted the FedNow mark and has built up substantial goodwill in this invaluable asset." Substantial goodwill, my ass.
How long have they been promoting this thing? It's only been a couple of months, right?
I only heard
substantial goodwill.
I only heard about it through this article.
I mean,
we talked about FedNow.
I'll admit a little bit of
the logo. Their trademark, if
okay.
you will, right?
I'll admit a little bit of echo chamber here, but literally everyone I know who knows that FedNow exists is against it. I don't even know what the arguments in favor of it are. And you want to tell me that there is substantial goodwill about a thing that people don't know exists.
Right. Or how it works.
I will breach the topic briefly then and say quicker clearings is the best positive for consumers.
People don't know what clearings are.
They do. Well, they don't know what they are, but they know the effect. Right? Like, why don't I have access to my money immediately if I deposited my check? Right? And this solves that.
Mm.
So at any rate, the quote is, the full quote, "The Federal Reserve has extensively used and promoted the FedNow mark and has built up substantial goodwill in this invaluable asset. Financial institutions and consumers associate the FedNow mark with the Federal Reserve and its services." No, I don't think they do.
Again, people don't know this thing exists. This thing exists are almost exclusively against it.
So this is a quote from their cease and desist letter. Now, this is Bitcoin Magazine's response. That's an interesting point. For starters, what goodwill has the Federal Reserve built up? Have you seen the states of the working class today? Perhaps you've already forgotten how Fed policy directly led to mismanaged bond portfolios in regional banks across the country, such as Silicon Valley Bank, Signature, Silvergate, or First Republic. Perhaps you've already forgotten about the historic inflation rates seen throughout the U.S. since government-imposed lockdowns all but forced the Treasury's hand to stimulate the economy to the tune of trillions of dollars. There is no goodwill, Mr. Murphy, and it's certainly not substantial goodwill either.
And the Bitcoin Magazine wouldn't want to be using that bad will to sell products or be associated with it.
Right. Here's another quote. "The Federal Reserve recently learned that Bitcoin Magazine is selling T-shirts, hats, and other wearables bearing the FedNow name, as shown in the screenshot below. Bitcoin Magazine's use of the FedNow mark in this manner is likely to cause confusion, mistakes, or deception. Consumers are likely to believe that the gear is associated with, affiliated with, or endorsed by the Federal Reserve when no such association or relationship exists."
But now condoms. Be safe when getting screwed by the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, those are awfully, awfully short condoms, though. It just says Fed now on them.
All right.
So that was their statement.
Asian small.
Here's Bitcoin Magazine's response.
Well, this, remember, that's the quantity that they're using.
This is false. Bitcoin Magazine is exercising its First Amendment rights to social commentary and parody. I'm sure you'll notice the all-seeing eye that symbolizes the state of total financial surveillance that your agency is seeking to impose on the American financial system. We do not believe that anyone that is familiar with our editorial guidelines and general stance on the world would ever associate Bitcoin Magazine with the Federal Reserve.
There you go.
We agree with your assertion that no such association or relationship exists. We have no interest in causing confusion, mistakes, or deception. That sounds more like a job for those responsible for telling the market they wouldn't raise rates after a massive monetary expansion and then went on to raise them faster than at any time in U.S. financial history.
They'd probably sue the Babylon Bee for using the logo in one of their parody articles, too. You're confusing us, the consumer, and thinking that this is really what's going on.
We look forward to defending our First Amendment rights and the opportunity to make clear to all Americans the difference between the open, free, and decentralized financial system that is Bitcoin and the centralized FedNow system that threatens our nation's founding values. Best, Mark Goodwin, Editor-in-Chief, Bitcoin Magazine.
Good for him.
So, and they have a full PDF copy of the letter that they've contained here as well.
Your move, FedNow. You think they'll back down or they'll pursue it?
I'm looking to be entertained either way.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I expect if they they'll follow up.
If they pursue it, though, then Bitcoin is going to have to raise capital to defend it.
I think that'll be really easy to do.
Okay.
I mean, the people that they have access to will be happy to support a lawsuit against the Federal Reserve, even if it's not the way that they would like it to be posed.
I get it, but that's still capital diverted from more productive uses that are then going to have to go towards defending a lawsuit against the Federal
Reserve. Is it? I mean, this is an obvious fair use free speech issue.
I get it.
Right, so in my experience with parody, which is what this is, parody cannot be something that you lead with. It can only be used in defense of a thing.
I'm not suggesting that the Bitcoin Magazine is going to lose.
Right.
What I'm saying is the capital that they're going to spend on lawyers in defense of this lawsuit, should it be pursued, could have been used better elsewhere.
True, although there's no such thing as bad publicity. This will definitely be a publicity-generating event.
Okay.
Should this suit go forward. And so if I'm Bitcoin Magazine, I just reallocate some marketing budget to the lawyers.
All right.
And, you know, go from there.
I'll accept that.
Because to me, that's marketing, right?
Okay.
That's,
right.
You know, you're getting your brand out there, right? You're getting people protesting at the courthouses, and because they are media, right, that's going to go out. They're going to release press releases about what's going on, the whole nine yards, right? So
if you're calling it marketing, I'll accept it.
I'm just saying that it could be reconfigured.
Okay.
To use marketing budget for paying the lawyer so that they're not really out more than whatever they had budgeted for the year or two or whatever. But that's not to say that the state can't drain them. They certainly can. The state has the ability.
The state does to lots of people.
Right. The state has the ability to do so. So we'll see how it goes. But
you can take the plea or you can pay money for lawyers.
I'm very interested to see what happens. Let's go to we've got Major Payne on the line. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I got, well, you know how these government agencies got to spend all their money or their budget won't get renewed?
Yep.
Right? All right. Well, not that I have anything against women, infant, and children, but the WIC program is evidently doesn't have enough respondents to drain its tank of cash. So there's a big fret about, oh, no. We might get canceled.
So what you're saying is we got to go make more single moms.
Women and infants and children, but that just tickled my Elmo when any damn government thing gets canceled.
It tickled your elbow?
Elmo.
Tickled my Elmo.
That's what he calls it.
You remember the old Tickle Me Elmo dolls?
Yeah, I don't really want to, but sure.
I had one.
Well, whatever. It's something I made up a long time ago. It just kind of stuck in my head.
It's definitely stuck somewhere.
Oh, what is this?
Anyway, the main shooter and all the rest of these mass nut shooters, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Oxy crisis, of course, and how they finally had so much dirt they couldn't hide it anymore that there was an opioid epidemic.
Okay.
So they went after, two or three drug companies and shut a couple of them down pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, the problem I got with all this reporting and hoorah is they don't tell anybody anything about what kind of medication that these shooters are on. Because I think most of them are spun out by the big chemical, the big pharma.
Oh, yeah. The main guy was known to the FBI, had already made threats on his army base, was reported, by one of his army buddies or whatever for, that he needed a psych evaluation, and then surprisingly went crazy.
Huh, weird.
Oh, yeah, the guy actually called the cops and told them, too, and they went out and tried to make contact with him, twice, but were unable to, as they say. But you know what? If they really got a hard-on for you and they want you, they'll sit outside your house at 5:30 in the morning until a light bulb clicks on and they know somebody's in there.
Oh, yeah.
That gives them a right kick in the frickin' door.
Well, he was a survival expert as well, though, so he could have easily been in the woods doing survival training or survival doing.
Well, the fact that he ended up dead with a bullet hole, in the middle of the woods pretty much speaks for itself. I think they spent 3 days looking for him.
Yeah. I don't think they found him in the woods. They found him at work.
No, they found him in the woods by work.
Okay.
The boat ramp, all right, in the river, and the woodlock kind of connected the two. So he knew the land well because, like you said, he was a woodsman. But, and he went out there and, instead of trying to make camp and just escape him, he capped himself.
Allegedly.
And evidently he had Bluetooth hardware, which makes you hear things. I mean, they can put stuff in those pipes that you can't control or deny, and sometimes even hear, some certain high-pitched noises that just drive you bonkers and whatnot.
Yep.
And he said he was hearing voices.
That was part of the story.
It never gets done, but I want to, because he was in the Army, and he had a previous history of psychotic problems. So you know damn well they had him on some medication. And I'm sick and tired of being just sitting here thinking, oh, well, he must have just been a crazy man. And that's the bone they want us to swallow. And it's horse hockey.
It is horse hockey.
Yeah, is this going to be one of those, oh, this one also was on selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Huh.
I mean, haven't they all been? All of these supposed active / mass shooters?
Alex Jones has been predicting this for years.
Active shooters, suicides, they've all been on SSRIs.
Right. Yeah, or some sort of mental health medication.
Right.
They've had histories of violence. They've, to my knowledge, perhaps all of them had already been on law enforcement's radar. And
he was on our radar. Ah!
Say the line, right?
Yeah.
That's the AR-15s, though, because all of them use that, too.
Yeah, never mind that being simply the most common rifle. That couldn't have anything to do with it.
Most common drugs, most common radar, most common rifle. They know these people.
SSRIs are not the most common drug.
Hang on.
Their institution is kind of new.
Hang on. Go ahead, Major. I'm sorry.
I said instead of the CIA or the FBI getting found liable for, using these guys as pawns and doping them all up and buying them guns even, if it does come to a head, the OxyContin thing did, they'll just go after the pharma companies again. They'll accept no damn liability.
Yeah, they never do.
Yeah, good point.
No. Must be not nice to live on top of Mount Sinai, right?
Mount Cedar Sinai.
Isn't that a hospital? All right.
Yeah, it is.
So you can get those drugs at that hospital.
Ooh, drugs. What else did you want to say, Major?
Well, I had a thought, but you guys jumped in and it jumped out my ear.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us tonight. Yeah, all these.
Can you blame the pharmaceutical companies, though?
Yes.
How so?
Because they know that these products are killing people, and they advertise them as this, as if they were not.
Is that your only complaint?
Because fraud that leads to death. Yes, that's my complaint.
Well, because you go to the bar, right? There's a whole bunch of alcohol makers who make alcohol, right? And then they try to pin it on the bartender. Yeah,
and they don't. And they don't tell me that it's not alcohol.
Okay.
Right. That's the problem. They are masquerading as something that is safe when it is not.
Okay.
Like, I drink alcohol, and I know that alcohol has these risk factors, and if that alcohol was labeled water, it'd be kind of an issue.
Yeah. But as far, like, he brought up Oxys, right? That's my favorite painkiller. I'm not addicted. I don't take it often. But when I am in pain, like, it works.
Mm-hmm.
It works better than THC. It works better than CBD. I don't smoke cannabis.
What about other narcotics, Dilaudid, or I'm trying to think of some of the other painkillers that are escaping my mind right now.
When I got into my accident, right, they gave me, like, Oxys to take.
Yeah.
And then I went back for my checkup, and they gave me Vicodin.
Okay.
And my mom threw a fit at the doctor's office. Like, why are you giving him the weak stuff? And the doctor's like, ma'am, I assure you, Vicodin is strong. Like this,
I assure you.
Like, in the state that I did my residency, we're not even allowed to give out Oxys.
Yeah.
Like, Vicodin's the strongest thing we can give you. And she was like, and she just shook her head, like, no, it's weak. And so I personally put it to the test. I went, okay, I'm in pain, right? And like, broken leg, right? I'm in pain. I got stuff to do. I just want relief.
Yeah.
And I took a Vicodin. And, like, 2 hours later, I was still in pain. I wasn't sleeping.
Yeah.
So I took one of my old Oxys.
Yep.
And they were not even strong, like 5 milligrams. It's like the weakest Oxy you can get.
Yeah.
Right? 20 minutes, half an hour later.
Felt some relief.
I am relieved.
Nice.
And so, you know, I accept the risk factors,
yeah,
but I know it works.
Yeah, so I don't blame them for making an effective product. I blame them for the fraud that they commit. I blame them for suppressing all of their competition.
But there was no
that
fraud.
That is the really most important thing that I blame them for.
For me, there was no fraud. They were like, this will take your pain away, and it did.
Sure. Yeah, no.
Better than anything else on the market.
What happened was the textbook overreaction. So, yeah, they overprescribed heroin-like drugs. And then that caused a big issue. So then they suddenly stopped prescribing anything that was even close to that. And that is going to cause a different set of problems.
Because it doesn't work as good.
Right. 603-283-6160. Still to come tonight, why daylight savings time is stupid. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. USA News.
News Update. President Biden and the First Lady offered their condolences to the victims of the recent mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine this week. During their visit, they met with first responders, healthcare providers, and the affected families. The shooting at a bowling alley and restaurant resulted in the loss of 18 lives and injuries to 13 others. The Israel-Hamas conflict has entered its 29th day, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, during his visit to Israel, called for a temporary ceasefire to secure the release of hostages. The death toll in the conflict has surpassed 10,000 people. Additionally, there are plans to allow for more foreigners and injured civilians to leave Gaza by crossing the border into Egypt. Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. On Sunday, clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with this change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress have yet to make any progress. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live.
8 nights a week, including Moon Day.
366 days a year.
8 days a week.
Did you guys hear that the Beatles released a new song?
Yeah.
It's supposedly semi-powered by AI.
They
took some liberties with some previously recorded tracks and some sounds of, like, well, John Lennon, who's dead, right? And to, like, you know, finish, like, his portion of the vocals or whatever. I listen to the song. It's nothing to write home about. Like, if you're a big Beatles fan, you should go listen to it. But if you're not, it's really not worth you listening to. It's a mediocre song at best. It's kind of slow and a little depressing, really, to tell you the truth. For a Beatles song, it's not up-tempo, it's not upbeat, you know, it doesn't have that kind of vibe to it.
And if we didn't have intellectual property laws, we'd have Beatles albums coming out every other week.
As an aside, I don't know if this should go out on the air, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's not bad. But last week, we talked about, like, sending letters to, like, Ian and Aria.
We did, yeah.
And I was like, man, if I could get, like, an AI prompt to give Ian fake sports news, right, because he, like, loathes sports, Right, but that would be
why would
like,
you want to torture them?
Not only sports news, but fake sports news under the guise that it's from you.
So that later,
and
then,
but written by AI. So like the local libertarians take on the San Juan status, and you know.
Has anyone told you what a wonderful person you are?
Never.
So I don't wonder.
So that in the end, when he does finally get out of prison. Like, he'll be all knowledgeable about these fictitious sports
maybe,
that nobody else knows about.
If he even reads it, right? But, right. I mean, if you go into the newspaper, the sports section's there. So he's going to get all these letters about other things.
Yeah, he's going to get in fights in jail. Be like, no, I heard it was this. And they'll be like, bam!
No, because the other people won't have any idea what he's talking about. The San Juan status, what is this?
These seem like bad ideas.
I didn't say it was a good idea. I just said it was an idea, and I thought it'd be funny. And you guys are chuckling at it, so I'm on the right track somewhere.
Yes, it's the idea I'm laughing at, not you.
Okay. I'll take it.
Before we go on, this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction. And its features ensure Dash is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a tech standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. And big thanks to the Dash DAO, Decentralized Autonomous Organization, for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit dash.org to learn more about Dash. That's dash.org. All right. I like to call this thing not daylight savings time, but government savings time.
Okay.
I don't know where I learned this from, and so you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding was sort of the same way the kids get out of school, for harvest, right? Yep. That kind of a thing, in the summertime to go work in the fields. And that's how the school year became, because they wanted to make sure the kids had, you know, have time to go help out on the farm or whatever. My understanding with government savings time is similar to that, but it came about in World War II. World War One.
So that's the myth, but none of that is true.
Okay.
Yeah, no, daylight savings time was because the president at the time wanted to schedule meetings so that he would still have time in the early evenings while it was light out to add to his bug collection.
Which is foolishness, because he's the president. He could just schedule the meetings an hour earlier.
Well, but this way, everything would be already scheduled to the way he wanted it scheduled.
Okay.
And because he is God Emperor of the planet, he decided that the time will be different because he said so.
Yeah. Still dumb.
Because bug collection.
This, I get it. From eugypius.com. I don't know what a eugypius is, and it's spelled all sorts of weird, too. So, but why daylight savings time is stupid.
Stupid.
Like, I've agreed with this since I first found out about daylight savings time. Yeah. I'm like, this is stupid. Why do we even do this? There's no reason.
It was so much easier living in Hawaii where I didn't have to worry about the clocks.
I was going to ask you about that, too, because I saw somebody post online, like, yeah, we in Hawaii. Yeah, screw that.
Yep.
We don't worry about it. And isn't there a place, is it Mountain Time? But when it, like Arizona or something.
Yeah, somewhere, and then somewhere in Indianapolis, I think only part of the state does it.
Indiana?
I think so, yeah.
Interesting. The twice annual clock fiddling ritual is a pointless pain in the and it should be abolished everywhere. I guess I could have said ass, but, you know, whatever.
Well, you said it now.
Well, what was your name again?
Captain Kickman.
I see. That's right.
Not to be confused with the fictitious day of the lunar calendar that has yet to exist.
Day.
On October 29th, the superstitious ritual known as Daylight Savings Time ended in Europe. And for my American readers, it will end this coming Sunday on the 5th of November.
Really? And I don't know how valid this is for the American ones either, Pecos. The Americans didn't go back to the old time because the candy cartels wanted kids to have more light when they're trick-or-treating on Halloween. So now it's like always the Sunday after Halloween.
Mm.
Remember, remember, so that, the 5th of November.
Because I remember when George W. Bush changed the day. Was that why?
He didn't change it because of it, but like that, there was a sunset on that. Right, so it, like, it happened later in the fall and earlier in the spring, and then the spring moved back to what it used to be before, and they didn't move the fall. So we're like, that's why we're a week behind Europe.
So I've got everything automated except for the clock on my stove. Right,
you gotta get a smart stove.
So no, I don't. I like my dumb stove.
Okay,
it does what I want it to when I tell it to, and it doesn't talk back to me.
Smart stove does all that and changes the clock.
No, it talks back at you.
Maybe I like the clock being different, just to remind me of this particular idiocy. So, every time I see the clock and go, wait, is it really? No.
So does it happen?
Things are just stupid because people keep listening to government.
Does the government savings time happen at like midnight tonight?
At 2 in the morning, it will cease being
in a handful of hours from now.
At 2 in the morning, okay. Yes. It will then be 1 in the morning again.
So it happens between Saturday and Sunday, not between Sunday and Monday.
Right.
Right. Okay. I mean, it happens on Sunday. At 2 in the morning.
Right. I just remember, like...
while we're on the subject, it is retarded to start a day in the middle of the night. Just saying. Midnight is actually the beginning of the day. What kind of sense does that make?
Yeah.
We're fixing all the time-related issues here on Free Talk
Live. As a former manager...
Fix the clocks and the calendars.
As a former manager of people, it is quite common for someone to show up an hour late or an hour early to their job, depending on which of these idiotic things we're doing with the clocks.
That was more common before automation.
Right. However, it still happens, right? Mm-hmm. Like, even after smartphones and, you know, computers that update automatically and all that kind of stuff, it still happened. And so I've long forgot whatever day it was.
My alarm goes off on Sunday mornings the same time it does throughout the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Right. So tomorrow morning, I will likely be awake before my alarm simply because that's when my body naturally wants to wake up.
Right.
And my alarm has not gone off yet.
Right.
Consequently, in the spring, right, I'll wake up when my alarm goes off going, why the heck am I so tired this morning? Did I not sleep? And then I'll go,
yeah.
This was the day.
Yeah. So, to my mind, this is real proof of exactly how the government works. Now, ordinary people want this to stop.
I do.
No one wants this to continue. Like, there's no special interest group out there fighting for the existence of daylight savings time.
Maybe we should start
the candy cartel.
Maybe we should start save daylight savings time.
Right. It doesn't exist.
How ridiculous it is.
Right. So when people tell you, well, you can petition your government for changes.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. And this is the proof. Everyone wants this to change. No one wants this to stay the same. And yet it does not change. That is how government works.
Another part of the problem is people that want it to change don't want it to go back to the natural time. They want it to revert to daylight time where they get the extra hour.
I mean, I don't care. Pick one.
Right.
That is the most universal
sentiment.
Just pick one.
Got it.
Now, there have been studies as to, if we do it this way, then it will do this. And if we do this way, it'll do this. And there is actually a correct choice, but it doesn't matter.
In a couple of months, it's going to be dark here in New England and New Hampshire, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And that's the time it's supposed to happen. Like, we're now entering the normal cycle.
That's normal time for the winter, right? Yeah.
Right.
Right. The daylight is generally shorter in the winter.
Right.
And so you have less. Okay.
But they want to revert to summertime so that this change wouldn't occur.
Right.
Right. And then it would be later in the afternoon when the sun goes down.
For half or more of every year, we collectively pretend. Sorry, this is the article again.
Yep.
We collectively pretend that it is 1 hour later than it actually is, even though doing so is entirely pointless and serves merely to increase stress and confusion, which is why I think the government continues it. They want you to be stressed out and confused more because it helps with their indoctrination.
Mm, that's a fair point. I mean, this literally kills people every year. Like, there is a marked increase throughout the country of car accidents.
And heart attacks.
And heart attacks every single time.
Wow.
Usually in the spring, because that's when you lose the hour.
There is a charming Anglophone tradition of crediting Benjamin Franklin with the invention of everything, and daylight savings time is often laid at the feet of this poor man. The accusations are unjust. Franklin's crime was merely penning a sarcastic takedown of Parisian nightlife in 1784, in which he suggested that The reveling citizens of that city might spare much lamp oil if only they would go to bed earlier. So he's like, those partiers, right? They could probably use less oil.
Well, he's one to talk.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know. What is that? I'm trying to remember the lyrics. Ben Franklin was a rebel indeed. He liked to get naked while he smoked on the weed. Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
True inventor of DST was an entomologist named George Vernon Hudson, who wanted more daylight on summer evenings to facilitate his after-work bug collecting. Ding, ding, ding. Give people a surprise. In 1895...
You can return the crown of shame.
Yes.
You've redeemed yourself.
Redeemed, yes. Redemption. See, we even have a path of redemption here in Free Talk Live for our host. Crowns up, brother. In 1895, Hudson presented a paper proposing the summertime program of setting clocks 2 hours forward to the Wellington Philosophical Society, and he was justly ridiculed for his idiocy.
Justly.
Justly. One respondent called his idea wholly unscientific and impracticable. I've never heard that word before. While another pointed out...
You can't do it.
Yeah.
Obviously, they were wrong.
While another pointed out that the mere calling the hours different would not make any difference in time.
Yes. The biggest idiocy of this whole thing is pretending that it's something it's not. And everyone going along with it.
I'm trying to remember the meme now. It's a picture of, like, the old Leatherface, like, Native American Indian guy. And it's like, only white man would be dumb enough to think you can cut the bottom quarter off of a blanket, sew it to the top, and it'd be longer.
Yep. I've seen that one.
A certain Mr. Richardson, however, channeling Franklin, said that it would be a good thing if the plan could be applied to the young people somehow.
Indoctrinating the youth.
Hudson published his proposal in 1898 and ultimately won a British builder named William Willett to the cause of making time itself something for bureaucrats to fiddle with. Willett spent a few eccentric years campaigning to set clocks 80 minutes forward in 4 incremental steps every April and then to walk back these bizarre adjustments in September. He attracted the attention of some politicians, including Winston Churchill, but he died of influenza before the scheme went any further.
Savior.
Right.
Thank you, influenza, for that one death.
You know, the flu does some good things for humanity every now and again. DST became a reality only in 1916, when Germany and Austria-Hungary imposed the time shift as a wartime fuel-saving measure. So as not to lose any advantage, the United Kingdom imposed DST on its population weeks later, and the United States followed suit upon its late entry into the conflict in 1918.
Lose that advantage.
What advantage?
The blanket's longer.
They said they were going to start bombing at 9. It's only 8. What happened?
They say it's a wartime fuel-saving measure. How does running anything during daylight or nightlight use more fuel?
At night, it would use more fuel. But again, you can just start the bombing.
Why would it use more fuel at night than during the day? Anything? Are we talking engines?
So if we're bombing from 9 to 5,
yeah.
But 5 is dark,
yeah.
And it like gets dark at say 4,
yeah.
But we just shift everything earlier. We can still bomb from 9 to 5, and then we won't have to use lamp oil from 4 to 5.
Now, oil lights,
yes,
anything that
you obviously
energy.
Could just bomb from 8 to 4 instead.
Okay.
That would be the obvious solution.
Thank you.
That would actually work.
Finally, a sense of...
That's a violation of the Geneva Convention.
It might be.
All bombing must take place.
Sorry, I just thought of this girl. I used to know named Geneva.
Geneva?
I'd like to violate her convention, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Even in those early days, there was considerable doubt that daylight savings time would have any meaningful influence on energy consumption, particularly in heavily regulated wartime economies. Evidence since then suggests that in peacetime, it probably causes slight increases in electricity usage.
It does, as
it involves a trade-off of less energy-intensive lighting for more energy-intensive heating and cooling. Alas, such practical considerations have never mattered. The Great War cemented daylight savings time as an economizing measure in the popular consciousness. So, indoctrination, anyone?
Right.
They mentioned it. They said the children in the beginning.
They did. While most countries ended the practice after 1918, basically everybody reintroduced the ritual in World War II. Germany set the clocks ahead on April 1st, 1940, and did not bother setting them back again until the 2nd of November, 1942.
thereafter.
I wanted to start bombing earlier.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning if you're going to bomb all day.
Then we will set the clock back.
Thereafter, the National Socialists remembered to lift summertime every fall until their defeat in 1945, when the occupiers assumed control of the clocks for them. After the hunger winter of 1946-47, they even imposed a double summertime of 2 hours in May, but reduced this to the traditional single hour 7 weeks later.
Wait, so
I've got it. I've got a great idea. We'll just cut off half of this daylight savings time, and then we all get to sleep in.
I was going to say, can we just pin this on the Nazis and, like, stop doing it?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, yeah.
I don't set my clocks back, because that's what the Nazis would do.
And, in fact, did.
That sounds entirely reasonable to me. Yes. In 1949, both newly founded German states agreed to end the practice entirely, as did the rest of post-war Europe.
If this was the Sunday show, Peekless would have been on time.
Early, even. Did that actually happen to you one time?
That has, yeah. Yeah.
I was just thinking back, and I'm like, I feel this is like deja vu. I feel like this actually happened.
It has.
Okay. Daylight savings time functions like, that's hilarious, by the way, functions like a jurisdictional contagion. Anybody can introduce it for any stupid reason at all, thereby forcing all of their neighbors to swallow the chaos of a misaligned clocks to follow along. It was France that brought DST back to Europe in 1976 in response to the oil crisis. Thus, the twice-annual ritual of pointless clock adjustments returned to the continent, this time not even to save energy, but simply to avoid confusion in flight times and train time tables. Switzerland was the last to succumb.
Makes it worse.
Right?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Switzerland.
Now you have to do the math.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's introduce more work and confusion.
Now that we are in this situation, it seems impossible to get out of it. In 2018...
No, it really doesn't.
No, it isn't.
It's so easy.
Just stop doing it.
This is one of those things...
Well, and not even every state in the union does it.
Right.
Yeah, Arizona has never done this.
Right, nor Hawaii.
They've always thought this was retarded, and they've always been right.
So here, this is one of these things that, like... People could just change by themselves. You don't need to petition any governments to make this change. You, in fact, could probably start, like, something, you know, on all the social media, some equivalent to a Facebook group or a Twitter chat or a list or something like that, where you're like, hey, everybody, get on board with no longer changing our clocks. And then everybody just gets on board, and you just simply don't change it.
Yeah.
You get enough people to do that, guess what? It goes away.
Well, when we get a bunch of people that are ready to start making their own decisions in life, then you won't get, you know, universal mass compliance, 80% of people taking an unknown substance inside their body.
This is something that both of you pointed out earlier, universally is considered dumb and pointless. And like there is nobody clamoring to keep this thing around.
Yep.
There's no support for this whatsoever.
Well, again, the support is to keep daylight savings time in a lot of places, and not go back to standard time.
Fine. Let's do that.
Yes.
No!
But, I mean, what? Like,
why?
Pick one.
Why?
Because we arbitrarily picked a meeting point, and then we sliced the globe into 24 equal slices, and that's your time zone. Deal with it.
Now that we're in this situation, it seems impossible to get out of it. In 2018, the European Commission opened an online survey to solicit citizens' opinions. The overwhelming majority of all respondents said they wanted to end the practice, and the European Parliament accordingly voted to abolish it in 2019. Member states were set to decide from 2021 whether they would opt for permanent normal or permanent summertime, what we're talking about. The deadline came and went, and nothing has changed because our politicians fear the confusing and fragmenting time on the continent. And some believe abolishing daylight savings time would require a broader reconsideration.
It'd be like Y2K all over again. The clocks are going to change themselves.
European
what are we
time
do?
Zones. Yeah. Lots...
I don't believe that's true. I just don't believe that that's actually the motivation. Like, people couldn't possibly imagine not doing this crazy thing that we do. People just, they'll freak out, man.
There's just a little bit left here. There are a lot of myths about daylight savings time. We've seen that it doesn't save energy, although this has been its only official rationale. Many Americans believe the measure is supported by farmers, but they're actually among its core opponents. DST benefits.
Why? Because the animals don't know what time it is.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like if you own a dog or something or a cat and it always wakes you up at the same time every day, when daylight savings time kicks in or goes out, your dogs will continue to wake you up at what they believe is their appropriate time to go out.
Yeah.
Even though now the clocks have changed, it's different. So
yep.
You're taxing your pets as well. They actually are, okay, DST benefits primarily those on fixed schedules, that is to say, office workers, by increasing the available light after work. Schools, shops, businesses should adjust their hours of operation individually to respond to the seasonal changes in daylight, and some places may even find it advantageous to impose a permanent summertime. Twice annual clock changes, however, are just egregiously stupid. They increase stress, which is why it's associated with mild spikes in heart attacks. Ding, ding, ding. Which one of you brought that up?
Both of us.
The heart attack? Okay. Yeah. Well, pass the trophy around between you two. The increase heart attacks cause widespread sleep disturbances and a variety of other inconveniences. You will say that daylight savings time is a small thing, and that's probably true, but it's also a lesson in how irrational bureaucratic measures can perpetuate themselves long after everybody has learned to despise them and their only purpose for existing has been refuted. DST is insidious for its contagious properties, and because it remains just below the threshold of serious annoyance required to animate opposition. It is nevertheless a noxious exercise in social engineering that nobody should have to put up with. And then there's an update. The standard defense of daylight savings time, which I also see in the comments, is that the associated schedule change makes for a more pleasant summer, and that a return to normal time prevents children from going to school in the dark. I agree that these are advantages.
Change the time you go to school.
Right. But we have two means of achieving them. A, locally decided and enacted seasonal changes to operating hours, or B, a change to the basic hourly reference points for absolutely everybody.
In the winter, school is from 9 to 3, and the summer is from 8 to 2.
Right. One of these options has little or no downside, and the other of them represents an enormous bureaucratic hassle. In this, as in many other cases, we have gone with the enormous bureaucratic hassle. So, yes, daylight savings time is dumb.
Yeah, and it never changes.
With a capital B.
Now, think about how that same principle applies to things that are maybe a little bit more important, like the Forever Wars. That even when we've realized without a shadow of a doubt that these aren't helping, that these are in fact harming, they will continue.
We are out of time. Thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to Richie Rich. Thank you to Peakless Mountaineer for joining me on tonight's episode of Free Talk Live. If you missed any part of the show, go find the archives over at freetalklive.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks and peace.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.